Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hey, Ebony, welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me, Laura. I'm excited about this.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Ebony Liddell. I was born and raised in the Metro Detroit area. I lived there until I was in about high school, moved to Vegas, then moved to DC and New York, and this was all over the place. But it was in DC that I went to Howard University and I worked at the bookstore. And that's how I realized like, oh, books could be an actual career. So I actually started my career in publishing on the inside. So I worked as a marketer at some of the big publishing houses. And now I am finally transitioning into my other dream that I never told anybody about, which was writing. So I am coming out with my debut novel called Love Radio.
Okay, I'm very excited. So what was the process of writing? Because I'm assuming you were writing this book and you were still working. So
yeah.
How did you jump at all?
Yeah, it was a whole process. So I actually started writing Love Radio in 2019. And it was just a lot of things. I just felt this urgency to write the thing. I was newly married and my husband was in vet school. And so we were long distance and made the choice to make it that way because he was like in the middle of nowhere America and there weren't a lot of opportunities for me. And so we were separated and I felt like, you know, if I don't write this book, I'm never going to write this book. And if I am choosing to be, you know, long distance and continuing to work and prioritize my career, which we both were, then I have to, you know, prioritize the things that are important to me. And writing was always important to me. I was just too afraid to do it. I started writing Love Radio before my commute in the morning. So I would get up at like 5, 6 a.m. write a couple, you know, pages or whatever, and then get ready for work and go into the office. And then obviously March of 2020 happened. And I ended up driving outside of New York to Virginia where he was. And I just suddenly had like all this free time because, you know, we were all in the house and I was also in the house and in an area where I knew no one. And so I forced myself to say, okay, instead of like deciding to roll out of bed at 8 o'clock and then, you know, throwing some clothes on, some coffee and getting right into work, I would dedicate my commute time and the early morning time to writing. And so that's what I would do. Like I would write for a few hours before I had to get on my first Zoom meeting or, you know, just be present for work. And it was really like satisfying and really calming and therapeutic in all of the chaos. It was like really nice to be able to immerse myself in the world when like it felt like our world was in shambles.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I feel like pandemic was like such a place of chaos and so much uncertainty. And so having these creative projects start coming out of that period of time, you know, I imagine that it was an escape from, you know.
Yeah, it absolutely was an escape. And I understand, you know, I understand both sides. I understand writers who say like, I couldn't write anything during the pandemic. I was just so distraught and, you know, so emotionally taxed from everything. And I think for me, I'm a problem solver by nature. And so I couldn't solve anything. Like, you know, we were just all just at the state of like, I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to my family. I don't know what's going to happen to the community. What is going to happen to the world? Or is this it for us? Like, you know, just like all those random questions that were going in your head. But the thing that I could control was like, okay, if this is it, you know, like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, at least I can focus on something that like I can say I've been wanting to do. So it really kicked my butt because it scared me, you know, like it scared all of us. And it just scared me to want to do this thing. And yeah, like you said, it was an escape. I was able to get into these characters and the setting of my childhood and just really brought back some really great memories. And I kept meditating on that as I was writing the story.
Oh, I love this. So let's chat about Love Radio. What is the elevator pitch?
So the pitch is Love Radio is about two teenagers, Danny Ford, who has dreams of being a writer and moving to the big city, moving to New York, and Prince Jones, who is a local Detroit DJ slash love expert. He's been into Danny for like since middle school. He wants to shoot a shot. And so after a rocky meet cute, or as one of my friends likes to call it, a meet burn, he convinces her to go on three dates and sparks fly.
I love this. And so I love DJ. How do you become a so-and-so love expert? You know?
No, I mean, there's no real way, right? I mean, unless you go to school for it, but I wanted to, I mean, the goal was to always make him sort of like a love expert. And it wasn't, you know, it could be like on a micro or macro level, but I wanted him to have a platform. Mm-hmm. Just because teenagers, like there's so many teenagers who are content creators. And so mm-hmm. I felt like it was very important to, you know, have him like that because he is a teen, but I didn't want to do like the standard content creation. I wanted it to be just a different twist. Mm-hmm. And so I kept thinking of like, okay, what are some ways that he could give this advice? Like, what are some platforms? And for some reason, the thing that kept popping in my head was when I was younger and me and my mom would drive to work and school. And we would listen to like all these like classic morning show radio DJs. Like there was the Steve Harvey Show and there was Donnie Simpson and Detroit, there was the one Mason in the Morning. And they would do like all these pranks, which were hilarious, probably a little cringeworthy now. Some of them, when you think back on it, but like some of them were actually really funny. And then, you know, they'd play music and they would give like really bad love advice. And I just kept thinking about that. And I'm like, but what if Prince actually gave great love advice? You know, people underestimate teenagers, but like sometimes you can get the best advice from teenagers because they're just honest, you know, like the world hasn't influenced them. They're not being dictated by what other people might say or think to an extent. And when you get them to be really honest and earnest with you, they can give you some gems. And so, I thought of that and I was like, oh, that's it. He's going to be a local Detroit DJ. Like, why couldn't he have a segment on like the radio station? Who's to say he couldn't if it's only but an hour? And so that's where like the whole love advice came into play.
I love this take on, because it's just like a new take on, you know, and it's true. Like there's some gems, like probably teenagers have seen some stuff from their childhood, but they're not as jaded as, you know, someone who's 20 to 30 or in their 40s, who's I've seen it all.
Exactly. I've seen it all. There's no way this is, I mean, that's why I love writing for teens. I mean, obviously this is my first book, but for that very reason, like they're not jaded. And we always say the kids are going to change the world. And it's true. Like they are at that point where their imagination is just, you know, it's endless. Like the possibilities are endless, where we're kind of just so tainted with the world and everything that's happening. And you're just like, well, that's, you know, the whole, we can't do that because that's not how it usually is done. Or, you know, I've tried that and it doesn't work. And it's like, well, you know, the time was different. The place was different. Like you can't diminish a teen's ability to just dream bigger, you know, or reckon with some of the stuff that we've been dealing with. Like a lot of teenagers now are just like, I don't necessarily have to work in a corporate setting. And considering how these corporate settings are, like, they're not wrong to not want to, you know? So I really wanted to show like Prince is wise beyond his years. And I wanted him to be wise beyond his years on purpose, because I wanted to show like there are some teenagers who are very old souls. Like I was always considered an old soul. And also like I wanted him to be wise beyond his years so he can give like decent love advice, and that required him to be, you know, mature for his age in a lot of ways.
There we go. That's awesome. So what kind of books do you gravitate when it comes to reading?
So I would say I am definitely a fiction reader. I love anything fiction. Very much women at the center of the stories, not always, but for the mm-hmm. most part. And I, you know, I like it a little emotional. That's just my thing. That's just the world for some reason I like to get in. I think now that I think about it, because so much of like my emotions when I was even a teenager, I would put on paper, like I would write my journal. So I think it's just nice reading that. And that was how I was able to process. And I feel like it's just so vivid. And I'm not always someone who can like vocalize what I'm feeling. So it's nice to kind of read stories and be in someone's head as they're experiencing their own emotions.
I love this. And so do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
I am trying to think. Okay, so I mean, I feel like everybody has been talking about this book, but one of my favorites last year was definitely 7 Days in June by Tia Williams. I loved it. And it was funny because one of my friends recommended it to me, and she, as I was writing Love Radio, she was just like, Ebony, based off of like everything you've told me, because I refused to like share it with anybody, she was like, you are gonna love this book. And I absolutely devoured it. So that was like one of my favorites. I'll Be the One by Lila Lee, I believe it is. That is another one that I really thoroughly enjoyed. I like that book too, because it's just, there's like K-pop and like, it's a K-drama. And it was just a lot of fun. There's, you know, a plus size character at the center of it who falls in love, you know, and she's just a woman, a bit complicated, a bit messy, but also really funny. And I loved it. Like I really, as you can tell already, like I'm into music books. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really fun one to dive into. Another, I guess music might be a theme for me too sometimes when it's written right. Another one is Where the Rhythm Takes You. That's another YA that came out, I'm trying to think. Was it in 2020, I believe? But it's such a fun book too. It is based in Tobago, and it's like the 17-year-old who like spends a lot of her life there. She like helps run her family's hotel, and her mom passes, and her childhood friend kind of come back, and he's like a music star, and they kind of begin to rekindle something. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, I love Tahereh Mafi's A Very Large Expanse of Sea. That's one of my favorites. So yeah, those are some of mine.
Those are some great recommendations. I have to admit, 7 Days in June, chef's kiss.
Right? So, it's so good. So good.
I think like, and I think it's a romance, but it's been marketed as fiction, and it's so messy, and it's just so good, but it does have a happily ever after. So, yeah. You know, but it takes you on a journey.
It really does take you. You are really like, I don't know what's going to happen here. And, you know, reading it while I wasn't in New York and, you know, during the pandemic, it was just like so fun. Like she is like giving specific details to like certain places and like that I used to attend and I like love going to, like the fact that they're, you know, the Brooklyn Museum was like when they kind of like met again. And I was just like, oh, I miss like first Saturdays at the Brooklyn Museum in the summertime. You know, like I just like was starting to think about all the things that I used to do there. So yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, I think that was like such a, and it has a child who's wise beyond her years. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh, so good. So Ebony, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, where you can find me? You can find me. So not the greatest on TikTok, but it's TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. All the handles are Ebony Liddell.
Awesome. Thank you, Ebony, for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.